where I heard Hank's old guitar start to talk to me. My friend, you're looking at a lonely soul. Why, there's memories locked inside of me that mean much more than gold. For we were closer than friends could ever be. Everything we did together in such perfect harmony. I remember one night up in a hotel room, when to look upon his face you'd think that his whole world was doomed. But as I stood there in the corner, I could see that a song would soon be born tonight, for he reached his hand for me. And he held me like a man would hold his girl. I was the closest thing to him in his lonely world. I could feel the story begging for release. That night he wrote "Your Cheating Heart," another masterpiece. Yeah, we wrote so many songs just like this, and we're proud to know that we gave the world just a little more happiness. And you know, Hank told me just before he went away, "Old buddy, I'd like to take you with me, but this time you'll have to stay." And I walked out of country music's Hall of Fame. Still I can hear Hank's old guitar crying all in vain, like a child that's lost, I've heard its mournful cry. Hank, I'm so lonesome I could cry. Joe, me gotta go, me oh my oh. Me gotta go, pull the Piro down the bayou. My Yvonne, the sweetest one, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya, a crawfish pie, and a filet gumbo. Tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Knows the place is buzzing. Kinfolk come to see Yvonne by the dozen. Dress in style and go hog wild, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya,
gumbo. 'Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and Abigail. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Mama shares a meal. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and Abigail. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.
Well, now, friends, following those classics by none other than Hank Williams himself, we're once again back here, and it's that time to welcome a very special beloved member of our program to our Way Back with Johnny show here this morning. That, of course, is Simbush the Wonder Husky. As a welcome Simbush to our program today, I would like to salute a collection of songs she has picked of Ralph's earliest recordings from 1965 and 66. With that mentioned, we're going to pay tribute to an all-time classic, The Game Was Love. Then we'll follow with Three Plays for a Quarter about the old jukebox out in Carlton Place. And then we'll wrap up with another all-time favorite called Transport Blues. With that, I would like to thank Simbush for her contribution to today's program. And welcome you all in. Welcome in, friends, and here's Ralph once again.
All the game was love, and the jokers, me, and hearts were high. And fate was dealing cards to you and I. I thought I was a cinch to win. Listen to me cry. The game was love, the jokers, me, and hearts were high. Never gamble with love till you're sure. Hold is high enough to win. Never lead with your heart, there's no cure. You'll wind up wishing for what might have been. Oh, the game was love, and the jokers, me, and hearts were high. And fate was dealing cards to you and I. I thought I was a cinch to win. Listen to me cry. The game was love, the jokers, me, and hearts were high. Of a fool who cheated when the queen of hearts was high. Learn a lesson, play by the rule, or be a lonely loser by and by. All the game was love, and the jokers, me, and hearts were high. And fate was dealing cards to you and I. I thought I was a cinch to win. Listen to me cry. The game was love, the jokers, me, and hearts were high. The jokers, me, and hearts were high.
There's a trucker stop in Carlton Place where you can stop to eat. And there they've got a jukebox that's got a country beat. The food is fine, the music's sweet. Stop 8 days and nine. I got three plays for a quarter and one play for a dime. Three plays for a quarter and one play for a dime. That's where my hard-earned money goes, and I spend all my time. I wind up broke off every trip, 'cause I can't pass the sign. Three plays for a quarter and one play for a dime. I'm listening to Georgie Jones when the waitress comes along. And while I'm eating pork and beans, Buck Owens sings a song. It's Kitty Wells and Johnny Cash at coffee drinking time. Three plays for a quarter and one play for a dime. Three plays for a quarter and one play for a dime. That's where my hard-earned money goes, and I spend all my time. I wind up broke off every I can't pass the sign. 3 plays for a quarter and 1 play for a dime. 3 plays for a quarter and 1 play for a dime.
I spend 6 days out of every week in the cab of a GMC. Montreal to Toronto to Detroit and Chicago and a trip or two to Sault Ste. Marie. It's a lonesome life and I kiss my wife bye-bye at the break of dawn. I get home late for a Saturday date, but on Monday morning I'm gone. I got one eye glued on the road ahead and the other in the West Coast mirror. There's a country tune on the radio and it's music to my ear. When I left T.O., it was starting to blow with a dark sky promising rain. With my nerve up tight, heading into the night, making a mile again. The lonesome nights and the diesel whine is the only life I know. The town flashed by my window pane and I still got miles to go. I don't get much sleep and the hours I keep make a young man get old fast. I'll have the transport blues wherever I cruise till I get home at last. Well, I spend 6 days out of every week in the cab of a GMC. Montreal to Toronto to Detroit and Chicago and a trip or two to Sault Ste. Marie. It's a lonesome life and I kiss my wife bye-bye at the break of dawn. I get home late for a Saturday date, but on Monday morning I'm gone.
And a dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo.
Hello, friends. This is Matt Axton, son of legendary songwriter Hoyt Axton, and you are listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock here on the Way Back on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Left the city in a pickup truck, gonna make some dreams come true.
Now, friends, following those classics by none other than Ralph Carlson, as selected by our Wonder Husky, Simbush, the Wonder Husky, we're once again back here, and it's that time in the program to pay tribute to another great collection of Canadian Northern legends and their all-time classics. With that mentioned, it is of course that segment in the program where we like to call the Way Back with Johnny's Great Canadian Northern Gems by Even Greater Canadian Northern Legends. First of all, we're going to pay tribute to a song by none other than Sing Along Jubilee's own legend, Freddie McKenna, and his classic version of Did She Mention My Name? Then we'll follow with the legendary songwriter of that song, none other than the legendary Gordon Lightfoot, and a classic called Steel Rail Blues. We'll then wrap up with a song going out to John and Kathy in Guelph, who I will be visiting this coming month of October. And for them today, it'll be the king of Canadian country music to all of us fans of Stompin' Down Connors, and his classic called I Can Still Face the Moon. With that, I would like to say good morning to everybody listening in to these great Canadian Northern Gems. Welcome in, friends.
It's so nice to meet an old friend and pass the time of day and talk about the old hometown a million miles away. Is the ice still in the river? Do the old folks look the same? And by the way, did she mention my name? Did she mention my name just in passing? And when the morning came, do you remember she dropped a name or two? Is the home team still on fire? Do they still win all the games? And by the way, did she mention my name? Is the landlord still a loser? Do his signs hang in the hall? Are the young girls still as pretty in the city in the fall? There's a laughter on their faces, still put the sun to shame. And by the way, did she mention my name? Did she mention my name just in passing? And when the talk went high, did the look in her eyes seem far away? Is the old roof still leaking when the late snow turns to rain? And by the way, did she mention my name? Did she mention my name just in passing? And looking at the rain,
Won't you say hello from someone? There'll be no need to explain. And by the way, did she mention my name?
Well, I got in the mail late last night a letter from a girl who found the time to write to her lonesome boy somewhere in the night. She sent me a railroad ticket too to take me to her loving arms in the big steel rail on a carry me home to the one I love. Well, I've been out here many long days, haven't found a place that I could call my home. Not a two-bit bed to lay my body on. I've been stood up, I've been shook down, I've been dragged into the sand, and the big steel rail gonna carry me home to the one I love. Well, I've been uptight most every night, walking along the streets of this old town. Not a friend around to tell my troubles to. My good old car, she done broke down as I drove it into the ground. And the big steel rail gonna carry me home to the one I love. Then I look over yonder across the plain. The big drive wheels are pounding along the ground. Gonna get on board and I'll be homeward bound. Now I ain't had a home-cooked meal, and Lord, I need one now. Big steel rail gonna carry me home to the one I love. Well, here I am with my head in the sand, standing on the broad highway. Would you give a ride to a lonesome boy who missed a train last night? I went in town for one last round and I gambled my ticket away. And the big steel rail won't carry me home to the one I love.
The moon anytime, but I can't say the same about you. You forgot that night that you and I walked alone except for stars up in the sky, and you left the yellow moon wondering why. We pledged our love, but then you said goodbye. I can still face the moon anytime. I can honestly say I was true. I can still face the moon anytime, but I can't say the same about you. You and I walked alone except for stars up in the sky, and you left the yellow moon wondering why. We pledged our love, but then said goodbye. Oh, I can still face the moon anytime. I can honestly say I was true. I can still face the moon anytime. But I can't say the same about you. No, I can't say the same about you.
I'm Fred Penner, and you're listening to The Way Back with my good friend Johnny Woodlock, right here in Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
When the sun goes down and the moon comes up, we're gonna shine.
Well, yes, friends, following those classics by none other than our Canadian Northern Gems and Legends, we're once again back, and it's that time in the program to welcome our very special shortest member of our morning team to our program, none other than Little Gunny the Dash Hound. And with that mention, even though Gunny may be short and small, she makes it up with a giant personality and a heart just as big. With that, we are going to pay tribute to Gunny's top favorites of Ralph Carlson's today. First of all, it's going to be an all-time classic called Don's Barbershop. Then we'll follow with Silver Dish Cafe and wrap up with, yes, another all-time classic as picked by our beloved little dash hound, Gunny. And it's going to be Ralph's tribute to the Cowboys called Singing Cowboy Hero. With that, I would like to welcome you all to the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC 119 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com.
Those doors are opened up every morning right at night. He sweeps off the step and he looks up at the sign. He feels kind of proud, 20 years in one spot. And another day dawns on Don's Barbershop. Well, soon the shop is full and there ain't an empty chair. But only two or three come for Don to cut their hair. The rest are there for talking, mostly there for listening to Don play the banjo, guitar and mandolin. You don't get a number when you walk inside the door, except maybe good old Rocky Top or the Wildwood Flower. He calls you by your name, Lord, that ain't where it stops. You can talk to a friend at Don's Barbershop. Well, there's checkers in the corner and a dartboard on the wall, so there's always plenty to do until your name is called. And no one knows why, but Bald Sammy's always there. I guess he just likes to see all that fallen hair. Then the shop grows quiet, seems everybody's there from town. When Don picks the banjo up, puts the scissors down. He plays Foggy Mountain Breakdown, like you've never heard, my friend. I swear I saw the hair on the floor standing up on end. No, you don't get a number when you walk inside the door, except maybe good old Rocky Top or the Wildwood Flower. He calls you by your name, Lord, and that ain't where it stops. You can talk to a friend at Don's Barbershop.
Now, this song wasn't written because Don's a friend of mine, or by the fact that he plays good music all the time, but only for the reason that I hope you'll never stop. Used to be every town had a place like Don's Barbershop.
Though you don't get a number when you walk inside the door, except maybe good old Rocky Top or the Wildwood Flower. He calls you by your name, Lord, and that ain't where it stops. You can talk to a friend at Don's Barbershop.
outside the front door of the Silver Dish Cafe, sitting there in my old Chevrolet, waiting for the waitress, waiting tables for the tips, making truckers, making cracks about her hips. And I hate every last one of them roadside Romeos. Don't try and hand my girl no line. Keep your hands off the merchandise, it's mine. Mister, there'll be trouble in the air, 'cause I'll go inside and kick you off your chair. Well, she told me not to go inside and wait for her no more, 'cause the last time I put someone through the door, and something snaps inside of me each and every time. They don't know the waitress there is mine. Lock, stock, and barrel, 'cause I love her, boy. Don't try and hand my girl no line. Keep your hands off the merchandise, it's mine. Mister, there'll be trouble in the air, 'cause I'll go inside and kick you off your chair. Now the next time that you go down to the Silver Dish Cafe, I'll be there in my old Chevrolet. Order from the menu, 'cause the waitress she don't flirt, winking you get knuckles for dessert. Them ain't pig's knuckles, boy, them's a real thing. Don't try and hand my girl no line. Keep your hands off the merchandise, it's mine. Mister, there'll be trouble in the air, 'cause I'll go inside and kick you off your chair. I'll go inside and kick you off your chair. I'll go inside and kick you
so hard you'll think you was a football, boy. You'll be bouncing, bouncing all over the place. I'll take you outside and bust you in two, boy. I'll take you outside and re-
He rode and sang across the range of every silver screen. He never smoked or drank and never kissed a movie queen. He's just a boyhood memory from 1944, but there ain't much call for singing cowboy heroes anymore. Fought the cattle rustlers and saved the wagon trains, and thrill the hearts of 10-year-olds time and time again. He rescued ranchers' daughters, and whenever things went wrong, he'd get out his old guitar, sit down and sing a song. He rode and sang across the range of every silver screen. He never smoked or drank and never kissed a movie queen. He's just a boyhood memory from 1944, but there ain't much call for singing cowboy heroes anymore. He faced a million fast cars on the dusty streets of towns, and led a thousand posses to track the bad guys down. On Flash, the great white wonder horse, who always stole a scene, he always wore a white hat, and his face was always clean. He rode and sang across the range of every silver screen. He never smoked or drank, and never kissed a movie queen. He's just a boyhood memory from 1944, but there ain't much call for singing cowboy heroes anymore.
Ooh. shall we hear it anymore?
I'm eastbound 401. I want to rise with the morning sun.
You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Way Back with Johnny. I hope you're enjoying the show.
I'm eastbound 401.
Well, yes, friends, once again, I would like to welcome you all back into the Way Back with Johnny show. Now, following those classics as selected by our good friend Gunny the Dachshund, it is once again time to welcome our good buddy Tom Wilson of Brockville, Ontario, back to our program here this morning. This is going to be a second part of a three-part interview, but following this interview, we're going to pay a tribute to an all-time classic that Ralph recorded many years ago and also wrote, called Augustus Barnett. With that, here once again is Tom Wilson. So give us some of your own memories of Ralph Carlson, Tom.
Well, we did an awful lot of gigs together. He got me to come out to, he used to do a bluegrass program at a place called the Cedars.
Okay.
In Barrhaven, in Ottawa, of course, and with his Bytown Bluegrass group. And they were, well, it was Ray and Glenn Adams and Donnie O'Neill and Ralph. That was the band.
I see.
And I used to go out, and I could sit in with them at least one time. I stood in for Ralph when he was on vacation.
Oh, is that right? Yes.
But he would come down to Brockville and do radio shows, and we played lots of bluegrass festivals, and we played together a lot. We had a steady gig at the Manitana Hotel in Brockville.
Yes.
What we used to do was we would do our live radio show on CFJR 12:45 till 1:15 on Saturdays.
I see, yes.
And then we'd go over to the Manitana, which was only a block away, and do a matinee. And then in the evening, we'd play a dance. Well, lots of times if we had to play out of town or something, Ralph would come down with his band and do our show for us, like, as I say, we sat in his place, different places, so it tells you the kind of
guy he was.
An awful lot of entertainers would rather be dead than have somebody else.
I hear you. Yes, that's true.
So, but Ralph and I, we often went together over to
yes.
WSLU there to see Barbara Heller.
Okay.
And do interviews on her bluegrass show, which is called Spring Fever. And we would bring over a whole bunch of Canadian bluegrass records and do promote the festivals and things in Canada, you know.
Yes, yes. Now, yes.
Sadly enough, now that's uh-huh. gone, you know.
Yes, it is.
Go there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So Ralph and I, we worked together a lot.
And you were both like brothers in many ways, Tom.
Well, yeah, we are.
Yeah.
And our wives liked one another. We didn't socialize a great deal because they lived in Ottawa and we lived in Brockville.
Yes.
But occasionally, we would have one couple or the other would, you know, go to the other place and we'd have a nice dinner together. And Doris and Elaine really liked each other a lot.
Yes.
And that's another thing that's good, because sometimes you get entertainers, wives just hate one.
Well, even friends and different things are like that too, Tom.
Yeah.
Yes, for sure.
So I was so sad when he died. I did not realize how sick he was because he didn't let on.
He just
kept going. Yeah.
So there was a song that he was really well known for, but it was Thanks for the Dance.
I
understand that was his first number one hit.
Yes, probably was.
Yes.
And you see, that was a true song too, because it happens. It happened to me. It happens to anybody that's running a band. The jukebox will play when you're taking a break. And lots of times a girl would come up and say, come on, let's have a dance.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or you might go and ask a girl to have a dance
mm-hmm.
with you. Well, then the time comes when it's time for the band to go back on the stage. The boys are already up on the stage.
Exactly.
So I got to get back up there.
Yes.
But thanks for the dance, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So share with us about a song that he had out called Augustus Barnett. Now, was that based on reality, of course? I imagine it would have been.
But not to him.
Okay.
He was in England.
Yes.
He did a tour in the British Isles. And he told me all this stuff. I'm not making this up.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
He saw a big sign that said Augustus Barnett. Beer and Wine, I think it said on it. But the name Augustus Barnett stuck in his mind. So when he came home, he started thinking about a song. And it was about a guy named Augustus Barnett who ran a medicine show that they used to have back in the 20s and 30s.
Exactly.
And it's completely authentic, talking about in a land full of grief and pain or something like that.
Yes.
Well, that was the United States during the Depression, you see.
I see, yes.
And this guy was a lady killer, and every time they played any place, he'd elect a girl and make a one-night
stand.
One-night
stand, exactly.
And finally, one of them got even with him by killing him.
That's right, yeah.
So it wasn't, it was a true story. It must have happened many times, maybe.
Yes,
but
true.
Not directly to Ralph.
Okay, I see, And then he had another one that was like that, that you always mentioned, called Dawson Legat.
Oh, yeah. Well, again, that didn't happen to him directly, but it's about a rodeo rider.
Okay.
After being on the road for many, many years and finally made up with his wife, but he had to go and do one more rodeo.
Yes.
And sure enough, he didn't break his neck.
For sure.
You know, so it's a true, it must have happened to many people.
Yes, exactly.
One other thing I wanted to mention about Augustus Barnett, that is a first class.
Yes, it is. A true story song.
Some DJs would play it because it's too long.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
You know, it's disgusting.
It is. It's the same as Marty Robbins had his problem with El Paso.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. But sometimes, you know, some of the garbage they got on now.
Well, I want to give you 2 cents from today's.
Too long.
Exactly. Yes.
So, Robbins, I understand exactly because I've gone through the same kind of thing.
Yes.
You got to think that if you'd been born within a mile of Nashville, you'd be a millionaire.
Well, you'd think that way, yes, for sure.
Augustus Barnett had a medicine show. That was his first claim to fame. He was no doctor, but he had an MD on the sign at the end of his name. Sold a brown bottle of a mixture that read Augustus Barnett's special brand. Augustus Barnett's patent medicine show, an excellent traveling man. From El Paso, Texas, to Great Falls, Montana, Frisco to Bar Harbor, Maine. He loved all the ladies and cured all the ills of a nation in need and in pain. With the voice of an angel and a lust in his soul, a legend all over the land. Augustus Barnett's patent medicine show, an excellent traveling band. Augustus had charm, wore the finest of fashion. No lady resisted for long. He sold the bottles of his patent mixture, and the excellent band played their songs. He disappeared with his choice of the evening, his mind on a new one-night stand. Augustus Barnett's patent medicine show, an excellent traveling band. From
El Paso, Texas, to Great Falls, Montana, from Frisco to Bar Harbor, Maine. He loved all the ladies and cured all the ills of a nation in need and in pain. With the voice of an angel and lust in his soul, a legend all over the land. Augustus Barnett's patent medicine show, an excellent traveling band. One night in Montana, a lady came down with a daughter she called Augustine. She had Barnett's eyes, though he tried to deny where 10 years before he had been. As he closed the show and he turned to go, a shot rang out over the stand. And ended the life of Augustus Barnett. He was dead by his own lover's hand. From El Paso, Texas, to Great Falls, Montana, Frisco to Bar Harbor, Maine. He loved all the ladies and cured all the ills of a nation in need and in pain. With the voice of an angel and lust in his soul, a legend all over the land. Augustus Barnett's patent medicine show, an excellent traveling band. Augustus Barnett's patent medicine show, an excellent traveling band.
Howdy friends and listeners, this here's your old host with the most. I'd like to tell you all about the 2026 Gallup Canal Bluegrass Festival. Coming up the summer of 2026, happening from June 17th to the 20th, where you can see some of the greatest bluegrass legends of today, such as Jackson Hollow, High River, and of course, our headliner, Junior Sis. The full weekend pass only costs $120 in advance, that's until June 1st of 2026. However, there will also be day passes available at the gate. So get yours today by visiting gallupcanalbluegrass.ca or by contacting Barb at 613-543-3114. See y'all there, friends.
Where we vow to love each other.
Now, friends, I would like to pay tribute to another couple of classics before we send us into the third and final hour here this morning of none other than Ralph Carlson, as we are paying tribute to him and his memories today. With that mentioned, my beloved Mama Dawn is not a big fan of bluegrass music. However, she does enjoy when it comes to the bluegrass style music that Ralph Carlson recorded with Bytown Bluegrass. With that mentioned, we're going to send out the next two songs to my beloved Mama Dawn this morning, and one of them is going to be one of the best songs that Ralph ever recorded, in my honest opinion, called Darby's Castle, which was a song written by Kris Kristofferson, and then we're going to follow that with none other than Two Little Boys. With that, I'd like to say that we will be back following this to send us into the third and final hour. Welcome and friends.
See the ruin of the hill where the smoke is hanging still, like an echo
from an age long forgotten. There's a story of a home crushed beneath those blackened stones, and a roof that fell before the beams were rotten. Cecil Darby loved his wife, and he labored all his life to provide her with material possession. And he built for her a home of the finest wood and stone, and the building soon became his sole obsession.
It took 300 days for the timbers to be raised, and the silhouette could be seen for miles around. And the gables reached as high as the eagles in the sky, but it only took one night to bring it down. When Darby's castle tumbled to the ground, that were set aside for sleeping, for his busy dreams were filled with the rooms he'd yet to build, and he never heard young Ellen Darby weeping. One night he heard a sigh as he laid his pencil down, traced it to her door, turned the handle. There the pale light of the moon split the shadows of the room, showed a place where two bodies lay entangled. It took 300 days for the timbers to be raised, and the silhouette could be seen for miles around.
And the gables reached as high as the eagles in the sky, but it only took one to bring it down. When Darby's castle tumbled to the ground, when Darby's castle tumbled to the ground.
Thank you.
Yes, friends, once again, it is that time in the program to send us into the third and final hour of this program this morning, A Way Back with Johnny. As we send us into the third and final hour here today, I'd like to remember a couple of gospel favorites once again as we close out the second hour. First of all, we're going to hear from Tom Wilson and his classic called He Delivers. Then I would like to mention that Ralph Carlson wasn't a big recorder of gospel songs. However, luckily for me and you, our listeners, there were three gospel favorites that I could find. So here now is another all-time classic gospel song by Ralph Carlson and his own version of Lice Mountain Railway. With that, I hope to talk to you on the other side of the third and final hour at 10 o'clock here this morning. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Join us in our praise forevermore. Woo, yeah. blessed Savior, thou wilt guide us till we reach that blissful shore, where the angels wait to join us in our praise forevermore.
Friends, following those classic gospel favorites, we're back here once again, and it's that time in the program to remind y'all that we are still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario, on the banks of St. Lawrence Seaway. We are also coming to you via the historic airways at CFRC.